Welcome, all you Plus Two Comedy Modifiers, to another episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Woolhan. And before we get to our fantastic special episode, I got to tell you about an upcoming show, because we're returning to KatoriCon. Yes, the little anime convention with the big heart at Rowan College at Gloucester County in Sewell, New Jersey. Check us out January 8th and 9th. No tickets are sold at the door, so make sure you get your tickets online ahead of time. Head on over to the KatoriCon Facebook page for all the necessary information. Come see us do stand-up comedy. We're also hosting a cooking show. It's going to be weird. Come see it get weird with Plus Two Comedy at KatoriCon. Also, this episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast is brought to you by Audible. At the present time, audiobooks are very popular. If you're interested in audiobooks, then you should try the Audible 30-day trial, which includes a free audiobook. Free! 30 days means that there's no risk, and if you don't enjoy the service, you can cancel and pay nothing. So please, this is what I want you to do so you can get your free trial. Head over to prettypodcast.com and click on the Audible banner there, and you'll get a 30-day free trial. Also, while you're there, why don't you check out the Pretty Good Podcast? It's a pretty good podcast over at prettypodcast.com. Now, this is part two of our Breaking Bad binge-watching episode. Again, this was a pilot to a new podcast that got buried in the archives. So check it out. Let me know what you think about it. Be sure to talk to us on Facebook. Send us an email. Let us know if you want us to do more. We talk about doing more at the end of this podcast. None of those were recorded, but if you want them to be, let us know, because we always want to do what makes our fans happy, our modifiers happy. So now, without any further ado, take it away, Kirby Crackle. Now, before we get to Gus and his importance, Walt is in remission at this point, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because there's a fantastic scene where he's looking at his reflection in a paper towel dispenser.
Yes.
And then he just beats the crap out of it until it's distorted.
Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. But it's this weird thing where he's upset that he's gonna live.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so okay with it being his...
his final thing.
His final thing that now that he's going to be around more, like, throws his life into chaos.
Well, yeah, he was letting stuff fall apart, like his family, and he's doing all this criminal stuff because he's like, I'll be out, and I have the money.
Yep.
Yeah, so and now he's got to live with himself.
All right. Yeah.
And so, murdering Jane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Murders Jane.
Yes.
Fine. So
good riddance.
Thank you. Hotness! So we move on to season three where we meet Gus, whatever his real name is. I've lost my list.
Gustavo.
And Gus is one of the most interesting characters.
Or Goose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gustavo de Chile.
El Goose.
El Goose.
This is his criminal name.
He owns Polo Hermanos.
Yep.
And
the cover up.
Yeah, which is the cover up, and also
he started as a chicken cook.
He was a chicken man.
Yeah.
But this will also play into the duality between Heisenberg and Gus, is that they are kind of battling back and forth here. But he hires Walt to be his cook because he can make the cleanest meth possible.
Yep.
And he teams him up with this nerd, Gale.
Oh, I really like the Gales.
Yeah.
A cool guy.
Neil's making all sorts of faces
you
about
like Gale.
I didn't dislike Gale. I kind of, Gale was just...
Gale. I didn't care when he died.
Yeah, me neither.
Gale, the evidence fairy, who leaves evidence everywhere.
That too, yeah. Plus, he knowingly got into a criminal... Every person in this, like, making drugs is doing something terrible.
And I didn't mind. Also, I got the hint that Gus put him into school. Because he did that to the other guy.
Oh.
He got a scholarship.
I got this whole... Yeah, but he got it through...
for basketball. He played basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a big basketball.
Right. White Thunder, they used to call him.
Recruited by Coach K.
Yep.
From Duke.
Played at Duke. Good school.
Well, you guys...
Did that happen? I don't remember any of this.
No, but I got...
I was totally confused, but you guys were so...
If you watch Talking Bad afterwards, they go into it. This guy, Chris Hardwick, I don't know if you've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Okay.
No, I was big into Gus and Gus's, like, backs, because Gus was the nicest person. He was, like, anti-Walt.
They can't Gus all be the nicest person in this show.
Everybody that's not Walt is. And maybe, like, Tuco. He wasn't great.
He wasn't great.
But
he wasn't great.
I love Tuco.
But Gus was an angel.
Yeah. He starts out, like, bad, and then he's, like, redeeming Jesse, and him and Mike and Jesse are, like, this team of super good people.
I mean, that was cool.
Yeah!
He wasn't as bad as Walt.
And I always wonder about that, because it's felt really unnecessary, and he doesn't do unnecessary stuff.
I think Victor was a jerk.
He was, and he didn't listen to him. Because then later on you realize that Mike and Victor knew we were like friends.
He used them as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he does like he must have felt really strong because he doesn't do stuff that he doesn't have to do.
That's true. That's 100% true. We're in the laundromat now, and Walt starts making demands.
Is this a laundromat?
Yeah, well, there's laundry. You saw the detergent when we came downstairs.
And he gets rid of Gail because he wants Pinkman down. And then we have the fly episode, which Matt Haggerty hates.
Why do you hate the fly episode?
Why do you hate this episode?
Nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't remember it being great.
It was such just filler.
And by I say, then we have the fly episode, I mean 10 episodes into the season. I love the fly episode. I considered it the fly in the ointment that is ruining things. And to me, that fly is, I need to tell Jesse that I watched Jane die.
Jesse. I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? Being a lunatic?
I'm sorry about Jane. Yeah. Me too. I'm very sorry.
It's not your fault. It's not mine either. It's no one's fault, not even hers. Mr. White, you know, two junkies with a duffel bag full of cash. Like you said, both would have been dead within a week. I miss her, though. God, I do.
Jesse. To cook.
What about the contamination?
It's all contaminated.
Because in the end, he's trying desperately, but Jesse has drugged him, and he's trying desperately, and Jesse eventually, because it's basically, we will never be able to cook meth with this issue of you can't get over your girlfriend. Because he's constantly calling her voicemail and stuff like that.
Right.
So Walt's trying to get rid of this fly, And then in the end, Jesse drugs him, handles it himself, and gets over it. So that's why I like this episode. I thought that was cool.
That's interesting theory. I never heard of that before.
Yeah, I still think that's a stretch.
What? How is that a stretch?
That
a
no,
stretch.
That actually, I don't usually buy into Noah's crazy theories, but that one actually makes sense to me. Mm-hmm.
You just throw something?
I tried to throw something in the trash and I missed.
You got nowhere near the trash.
It's under the table. How did that even happen?
Yeah. Noah wasn't recruited by Coach
and that's
no, no, he was not.
Because Jesse figures out almost everybody else that Walt killed and or tried to kill and kept from Jesse except for Jane.
Right.
Yeah, and that happened at the very end that C tells him.
Yeah.
But we also meet Mike now. We have Mike.
Yeah. Mike Ermatrout.
Yeah.
The most efficient man in the world.
Get stuff.
See, I didn't say he was nice. He's not nice.
And he loves his granddaughter.
Yeah, he does love his granddaughter. And he likes his friends, too. He protects them.
he took a shine to Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. That's because he liked Victor, and then he replaces Victor with Jesse.
Right.
Yep. And he's trying to save Jesse. Him and Gus are trying to pull Jesse out.
Because
when he's with Walt, he's a mess. He's almost dead.
Yeah.
And then when he's hanging out with Gus and Mike, he's doing great for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gain confidence.
So, it turns out, though, Gus is playing this much bigger game with the cartel in Mexico.
Right.
And,
I love all that. I saw the episode, they do the flashback where Gus, and somebody told me, I didn't totally see it, but that guy, it's Gus and a guy doing the same thing. Like, we can cook meth. This guy went to school, and he's a really good chemist, and they kill the guy and tell Gus no. And somebody had said that they were dating, and I kind of see that. Like they,
that's
Gus is
how
gay.
I took it, yeah.
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 But then they also do this cool line where they're like, because Gus is from Chile, not Mexico. And they're like, you are only alive because of who you were in Chile. And I was like, did they ever explain that? And a friend of mine was like, no. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just deal with it. Fucking deal with it. Jesse gets beat up, and I forget why.
He gets beat up by Hank.
Oh, yeah, Hank rips
him. He interrogates him, and Hank's so frustrated with, like, that he can't, because he's a good cop, and he can't figure any of this out, because he won't see that it's Walt.
Now, meanwhile, while all this is happening, we have the Silent Twins, who are attempting to kill Walt, but are under Gus, so they'll do whatever Gus says.
Right.
And then we have this fantastic...
No, they're not under Gus.
Gus texts them polos while he's in...
Yeah, they are.
Yep, they work for the cartel.
They're Hector's nephews,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Gus is that, but the cartel listens to Gus a little bit. He's
right.
Their connection.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
They don't work for him, but they won't attack Walt while he works for Gus.
Yeah, they still have some kind of ties with them.
Yeah, but that's why Hank's or Mike says it's good to have somebody looking after you because if it weren't for Gus, they'd kill him.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
If it weren't for Murder Mike.
But Gus then sicks them on Hank Schrader in. An amazing
Captain moment. America, mm-hmm. Hank Schrader,
yeah.
Super cop.
And he just gets a phone call saying, you have 1 minute, they're coming to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And Hank Schrader, super cop, clears house in this.
He fucks some shit up, that's what he does.
I mean, he gets shot in the spine.
Yeah, but those guys were like almost supernatural super assassins.
Mm-hmm.
From some creepy town in Mexico.
He backs into the one guy into another car and then just keeps backing up.
Yep.
Just insanity.
Which is awesome. And he manages to like get the gun and the bullet.
Yeah.
The bullet and the gun. Yeah. That's how things work.
Yep. Put the entire gun in that bullet and threw it at him.
Super effective.
Some good came out of it.
So you didn't watch Pokemon.
Some good came out of it. He was in bed.
Right,
and he grown a liking to minerals.
Yeah, he started with a rock hobby.
It's true, yeah.
I find the good in these things.
Yeah, it's positive.
It shines some light on a little known hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but he's got now
minerals,
he's showing. He's showing up Walt at science, which is what he's known for.
That's what this was all about.
It's all about
that's
the
right.
Minerals.
Yeah,
emasculating him more.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do geology too.
Yeah.
Walt beat him in a science fair in the eighth grade.
That was it.
So once again, Hank Schrader
in the little Breaking Bad comics. That's where you find that out.
Breaking Bad extended universe.
Yep.
So we get to a point where we realize that he is grooming Gale to replace Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Mike takes Walt to the laundry to kill him. And he's like, please don't. He's begging. He's like, I can give you Pinkman. Because they want to kill Pinkman. I forget why they want to kill Pinkman.
Pinkman, I think he found the people who killed his friend, right? There were drug dealers
right.
Yeah.
Because it was Stinky Pete Badger, and there was a third guy, Combo.
Combo.
Yeah,
yep.
And they kill Combo, and he sees those guys.
Yes.
And goes after him. Christian, and Walt kills them.
Yeah.
Walt hits him with the car. That's mm-hmm. right. And that's when he starts kind of smartening up.
Yep. Because
he killed the drug dealers. He knows how to deal drugs now. Pinkman is hiding out. He's like, I'll give you Pinkman. They give him the phone, and he tells Pinkman to go kill Gale,
mm-hmm.
which is so intense. Yeah. And I believe that is how the season ends.
With the gunshot.
It's a gunshot. It's the first person that Jesse really just kills.
Mm-hmm.
And with that death, he's no longer just the lab assistant.
Right.
Like Gale was.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that theory, internet.
Now, how come when Jesse kills people, he doesn't get to hide, but he's not Diesel? Whenever Walt does something, it wasn't Walt, it was Heisenberg. But Jesse has to live up to the people he's murdered. He has responsibilities.
What?
When he first shows up, he does the same thing.
Why did you call him Diesel?
That's his persona. In the beginning, when he goes to the meth heads, they're like, who are you? He's like, I'm Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the Wikipedia page the other day. They still list him as Jesse Pinkman, the crappy name he gives Jane, and then Jesse Jackson, and then Diesel.
Captain Cook.
Yeah. Captain Cook and Diesel.
Diesel.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I thought that was going to become a thing. Like,
right.
It was Heisenberg and Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jesse was like, duh. I'm not going to use that name as an excuse and make people think I'm a good guy because I'm a struggling anti-hero.
It's not that great of a name, though, in all fairness.
No.
I like Vin Diesel. So.
Like Big Daddy Cool Diesel, Kevin Nash.
There you go.
That's two people named Diesel.
I'm a wrestling fan. I apologize. All right, so he's now killed these people, and we are left with Gus having to provide meth to the cartel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his only choice now is with Walt. So we know going into season four that basically only one can survive because Walt wants to get out and Gus doesn't want to deal with him anymore.
Right.
So he starts what I believe is grooming Pinkman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, I mean, because we said earlier in this podcast, he's like, oh, he starts taking a liking and saves Jesse. I was like, no. This is a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think they do, because they look at Walt, and he doesn't like Walt, because Walt's a bad person. They're like, oh, Pinkman's not this loose cannon that wants to be a drug dealer and then doesn't want to be a drug dealer, and that, like, he's back and forth and all over the place, right. And Jesse's a better person. They're like, all right, we'll have Jesse do it.
Have we gotten through this whole thing without saying bitch?
Somebody said
not anymore. We haven't. Well, no.
I'm about to be upset.
We were trying to make it women friendly because it's Breaking Bad, but chase him away with your hate speech.
Yeah, right.
I apologize. So then we have the box cutter incident.
Yeah,
where he slit people's throats and thus
just one guy, right?
Just one guy.
Oh, Victor.
Yeah, he slit Victor's throat, thus stapling what his picture at every Comic-Con will be.
Yeah,
him slitting your throat with a box cutter. And we talked about it a little bit that you didn't feel like it was justified or that there must be more.
It felt weird. I think maybe the writers just wanted to, at that point, show that Gus would, I don't know, make him look
that
worse.
He's ruthless.
Yeah.
He's a machine.
He's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point is when we start letting Skylar run part of this business. She starts laundering money for him in the car wash. That
I hate Skylar too.
Why do you hate Skylar?
No, she cheated on her husband.
Well, let's talk about this. She does cheat on
with
her husband
Ted, right?
With Ted,
mm-hmm.
And she was cooking his books for him.
Yeah, Skylar's really unlikable.
Yeah,
yeah. She makes some big mistakes here.
I will tell you the most unlikable moment for me. Was when she
episode one,
pretty much in the first season. I think she basically calls Jesse to tell her to stop dealing pot to her husband.
Yeah.
Doesn't she go to his house?
Yeah.
That's right. She goes to his house.
Shit from the get, but without ever knowing this kid.
Right. Exactly. And then from there, she just does all kinds of morally questionable things.
She gets on board with the drug dealing, but then keeps telling Walt how to do it. No, at first she hates him for dealing drugs. Then she gets on board. Then at the end, she doesn't want to do it, and then she changes. So she goes to Hank and tries to rat him out, and then changes her mind. She's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to bring it up. What is it with these two sisters and hand jobs? I'm not sure if you guys picked up on this, but
remember.
This super bothered me when I binged. Was the very first episode is Walt, it's your birthday. And he just right. starts jerking him off right. under the covers. And then, mm-hmm. like, something cool happens on her computer.
Right.
And she's like, close your eyes and enjoy this. Just
right.
take it.
Right.
And it's your birthday. Enjoy.
So here's the thing you could do.
Better than me, probably.
But then, when Hank's in the hospital,
yeah.
Hank's like, I need to stay in bed. I'm almost dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, you should come home. He's like, no. And he's like, well, what if I jerk you off at the hospital?
Well, they probably learned it from home, you know?
They
have
the same mom, right?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
I just thought that was an interesting thing to have run in the family.
It's like, Murray. Follow my minerals.
I could solve all these problems with a quick handy. What is that about?
See, she's not a likable character.
I mean, not at all. Hands, thus thief.
The more
that's
we
true,
about
yeah.
This,
she's...
I realize that I didn't like any of these characters, but I love the show.
Yeah, it's great. Nobody's saying it's not a great show.
I just don't like anyone in it.
Right. Except Walt.
I like Jane's mm-hmm. dad. I like Badger and Stinky Pete.
Yeah.
Love Badger.
He's got a lot of good ideas for Star Trek.
It's true.
So at this point, Walt is telling Jesse that he needs to get rid of Gus so that they can escape. But this is at the same time where Mike and Gus are kind of taking this liking to him and mm-hmm. like treating him well and
mm-hmm.
taking him on these like weird protection missions and stuff.
Yep.
And this is the start of the ricin
and treating him
cigarette,
treating him like a human being, treating him like he's smart, not treating him like crap, right. calling him a junkie drug dealer all the time, like Walt the scumbag does.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're like, "Oh, hi Jesse, welcome to work. Here's a handshake." Now, like, "Oh, you're so dumb."
I think it's a hand job. Here's a hand job.
Here's a hand job, Jesse.
From Walt's wife.
Close your eyes and enjoy it.
So, we have this weird game of chess where, again, Walt is forcing Jesse to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he's has all these opportunities.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about all this.
Into, like, his coffee.
Where he's like, he wants him to kill Gus.
Could Jesse ever have said no?
No, that's the whole...
What would happen?
He never
right.
has a choice.
What would happen?
Because he does kind of see Walt. He likes Walt, too. Like, Walt's his friend.
The
Walt
guy,
treats him like
he
shit.
He made his own decisions, that's how I see it.
I've had this argument before, and people, like, he does... He could... Well, in fact, at the end, when he's about to leave and get off scot-free, and then he wants revenge on Walt.
Yeah.
That was, I was like, you should have just left. Because then he says it to Hank later. He's like, he's the luckiest guy in the world. What you think should happen to him won't happen to him.
Right.
You're not going to get him. It's like, well, you knew that. You should have just left then.
Now, is this also the season where we have Mike go on his murder spree? I don't think we can get through this show without talking about Mike's murder
She's
spree.
She's going to need her shoe.
The one of the greatest things I've ever
Lady,
seen.
Lady, can you drive?
You guys know what we're talking about, right? Because you look confused as hell, Matt.
Is this the prison scene?
No. Mike's the cartel starts pushing their the boundaries a little bit, so that Gus sends Mike to push him back.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And he killed. There's a couple guys took over one of Gus's other operations with the Asian guy.
Yeah.
And Mike just shows up and just murders these people.
Yeah.
But he's so calm. He never gets upset.
The scene where the guy has his hands up in the air.
Yeah, and he's having him show
him
where
the
yeah. Behind the wall.
Shoots him through the wall.
Uh-huh.
But then he's real. That's. He takes the woman, there's like a secretary there, and he takes her shoe and throws it into the room so the guys shoot at that, and then he kills him.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, he has him drive the Asian guy to the hospital,
but
he's just like, she's gonna need her shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So we have this whole issue.
Oh, and, I'm sorry, my favorite Mike part was when Walt goes to threaten him. He makes the biggest mistake. I forget why.
Oh, they're in the bar?
Yeah, and he tries to threaten him, and Walt, he's trying to get him to turn on Gus, and Walt's just like, Mike's like, are you done? Whap! And just punches him in the face and walks away.
Shut up, Walt.
I love when he starts that murder spree, too, just like with the balloons.
With the balloons
out
of the cameras. Yep. Oh, it's so good.
Mm.
He uses balloons and animals and stuff all the time.
That's how I would have done it.
They send another assassin that kills
Gus, who uses children.
Or balloon animals.
Yeah. He kills that Asian guy. And then they send an assassin to kill Mike and all them.
Right.
He kills the Asian guy, and then he calls Mike to come over to his house, and Mike leaves this stuffed animal banging on the door, so when the guy thinks somebody's there, Mike's just around behind him and kills him.
Oh, right, right, right.
Right.
Oh.
She steals his granddaughter's presents and uses them for murder. Puts her fingerprints on him.
She's wanted in, like, 8 states.
So we end up with this insane plan that it's going to be hard to break down, but Jesse is no longer on Walt's side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do this just the spoilerific way with no suspense. So Walt poisons a child and blames it on Gus.
Yep.
Brock. Ah, are we skipping Mexico?
Was it Brock?
Oh, we didn't go to Mexico. Let's go to Mexico real quick.
Ah, yeah.
When he finally kills almost all the cartel except for Hector.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. This is because Gus' lover, right? He was
supposedly
was also this great meth genius, mm-hmm. and the cartel had him murdered
mm-hmm.
By Hector.
Yeah.
Because they were cutting in on his territory. But Gus, not to be denied, was like, we're just going to make more meth. I'm not going to learn a lesson.
We went to America and did it.
Yeah. Land of opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is this brilliant moment where he brings tequila for everybody, but they won't give it to Jesse because he's an addict. Because, no for him. But he drinks some himself, and he's like, all right, I'm going to go puke in the bathroom. He mm-hmm. lays down a towel.
So he's a gentleman.
So he can throw up in the toilet.
The trait that he picked up.
Yeah. Well, no, that's later.
Well, he will pick up.
Yeah,
it's debatable.
And then...
that it will happen later? No, it does.
No, that he picked that trait up from Gus after he...
He absolutely does.
But we never saw him do it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do.
He throws...
No, I know. Walt never saw him do it.
I know.
It's magic.
It's magic.
It's not like
power.
I saw him do this one time.
Yeah.
It's like he just...
Right.
He just absorbs it.
Right. Like Mega Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Suddenly can slide across floors and has a cannon on his arm.
Exactly. So, in this insanity is also when a henchman tries to kill Jesse. Jesse shoots him, and then Jesse is no longer a henchman. I want to point that out. It's important to my theory here. So then, we can go and talk about how Walt poisons a child. And, blames it on ricin, they try to play it off as if the poison that was meant for Gus was stolen by Gus and used to poison a child. And Jesse doesn't believe, first thinks it's Walt. Walt then goes, no, Gus is the one that uses children. Mm-hmm. He's got to go.
Right.
And then I want your thoughts on this scene. He plans to blow up Gus in his car.
Mm-hmm.
And he's watching through binoculars.
Oh, he sees him.
And then all of a sudden, Gus kind of just looks around and doesn't get into his car. Why do you think that is?
Because you can see there's sun on the binoculars. He 100% saw him.
See, my thought is not that there's sun on the binoculars. It's that he hides. But when he hides, he doesn't hide his forehead, mm-hmm. and his glasses are up on his head.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing he sees that reflection. That's right. My guess.
I think he's just, what if he's just a super cautious guy?
He's
ahead of a humongous drug cartel.
That's true, too, yeah.
I'm just going to leave this car here.
I mean, look at...
And he knows, I think, Walt's out with a vengeance.
I'm thinking of the movie mm-hmm. Casino.
De Niro was, you know, suspicious.
Right. You know what's interesting? There are a lot of parallels between this show and the movie Scarface. And a lot of the same cast. And there's a scene where John Margulis, who plays Hector in Breaking Bad, is he's like a hitman. And he plants, up in, I think, like New York, he plants a bomb in someone's car for Scarface, for Al Pacino's character. I think they watch it through binoculars, and a child gets in the car.
And Scarface won't
let him blow it up.
Because they actually watch Scarface at one point during the show.
Yeah.
And
Vince Gilligan, who created the show, said he Walt's character arc, he wanted it to be him going from Mr. Chip to Scarface. Yeah,
that makes sense.
A lot of the same cast members too.
I want to point out one mm-hmm. of my favorite conversations in this, where Walt walks up to Jesse, who's watching Brock like fight for his life, and he goes,
"What did you say to Gus? Because he's on to us." "Yeah.
I didn't say Jack. What do you mean he's on to us?"
"He's walking to his car, then suddenly he isn't. What, does he have some kind of sixth sense? Jesus, what did you say to him?"
"Could I ask my own question right now at this point? Did you just bring a bomb
into a hospital.
What? Was I supposed to leave it on his car? What, you're supposed to bring into a hospital?
You brought a bomb to a hospital. Right.
That's why Walt's all, he cares about no one but himself, and like not even his family. He said at the beginning, he says and he gives up on that. He tells himself it's for his family, but he knows it's not.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. He just wants what he wants.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
And that's why I don't like him.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
He eventually gets Gus in by strapping explosives to Hector.
Right.
And in Hector's last act of defiance,
ding,
rings his bell until he explodes.
Yep.
And the scene where you see the door explode,
mm-hmm,
my mouth just dropped open.
Yep.
And then Gus walks out,
uh-huh,
and I screamed.
I was on the...
he's unkillable!
And then when the camera turns...
And he's liquid metal all on one side.
Yeah.
You see how destroyed he was? My thought was, I need to scream, but I was already screaming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I actually stood up, and I was just, like, pacing around my... And I was like, oh, shit!
Oh, God.
I feel like I watched most of this whole series just standing up, yelling.
Yeah!
Yeah.
The end of the season before that struck me, like, where he needs the money, and Skylar gave it to the guy, and he's like laughing, and there's the noises and stuff.
Oh, that's
that such a good ending.
That's such a great shot too, where he's in the crawl space and just
pulls out, and he's like insanely laughing,
6 feet under because he is screwed at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That to me was when he really just completely lost it.
Yeah.
Just completely lost his shit. I mean, he's in the biggest hole, literally and figuratively, you can imagine.
Yeah.
And all he just starts laughing maniacally.
I also think we never talked about him being the one who knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is the one who knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I want to be honest, I didn't think that scene was that great, despite
really?
Iconic.
Oh, my God.
The problem Because
it wasn't true.
Yeah, exactly.
He believes himself now to be the, like, mm-hmm, now I'm the big top drug dealer. But he's still incompetent as hell.
But the point is, he believes himself to be.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene later where it's like, well, you told me you were the one who knocks earlier, and now you're telling us we need to leave. He's like, we do, I'm an idiot. I'm
right,
sorry.
Right.
We gotta go. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a big fan of that scene. I don't know about you guys, but.
I love that. I love that he's, not only is he throwing it all out there for Skylar, but he's doing it in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, you haven't liked anything so far.
Bill Burr was a good character.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Bill Burr and Yule.
Yule, yeah, that's right.
I think
accidentally murdering
that
guy.
Permanent characters.
Oh, well, they're going to be in Saul.
Yeah,
there is henchmen.
I wonder if Yule is still in that hotel room.
He never left.
Yeah.
That should have been after the credits of the last episode. It's just him, like, sitting there.
Which I like how they're all comics.
Yeah.
And even Saul.
Yeah,
Odekirk.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that, you know, it's revealed to us as the audience that Walt is the one that poisoned Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the thing is,
with
like
the plan, right? They
plan,
the plan.
Right.
But at this point, like, Gus is dead. They have all the money. I was like, oh my God, the show is over.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go find some Nazis.
Everything is worked out. Nothing can go wrong. And then it was like, by the way, Walt tried to kill that child. It's like, no!
Yep.
They were so clean.
How cool was
they
it?
They just ran away and been happy millionaires.
Let's backtrack for a second. When Skylar's at Hank's house and Walt calls her when he killed
this?
Yeah.
Mm.
That was
oh,
great.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Is that you?
I won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yep. Yeah.
So that brings us to season 5.
Last season, right?
The final season.
By the way, there are some reaction videos online to the finale, like that last scene in season 4 when they blow up the hospital that are amazing.
Oh, I'm gonna
spend the people night watching that for the first time.
Oh, it's so mind blowing.
Yep.
It's so good. But now we have Walter, who, by the way, in my opinion, is just Gus now. Like, there's all these these scenes of him sitting in a chair with his glasses, just staring, and his face is in so much shadow, he looks like a black guy.
He's like a Chilean.
Like a Chilean.
Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah, like they are like making him Gus.
I know, he tries to be, but he doesn't.
He doesn't become Gus.
I'm not in the meth business. I'm in the empire business.
Yes. And he has a front, too, now. With the car wash.
Yeah. He's got a front. He's wandering correctly.
He's Gus-esque. He doesn't have the efficiency.
He picks up a Hispanic accent, too, for some reason.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
He did a little brown face, which I thought was in poor taste.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the brown face. Not so much. And he wears a sombrero. I don't know why. It was weird. Really took away from a lot of key moments for me.
I agree.
Yeah. The sombrero and the cha-chas.
I think they're called maracas.
Maracas.
So, episode one of this season, to me, cracks me up because I was so convinced. I was like, all right, everything's cool.
It's a train heist this season?
Yeah, this is the train heist.
Got it.
But first, they're like, we have to go get that computer that has all the evidence.
Yeah. The magnet.
Magnets, bitch!
Bitch.
Oh, I forgot all about it.
No, that was the smartest thing I think Jesse did.
Yeah, bitch! Magnets! Oh! That was so much fun.
And they brought back the junkyard series. Guy who I loved.
Yeah.
No questions, junkyard guy.
Everything about that episode is just fun. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so many just, like, goofy stuff going on. And then this is, I guess, like, the Gus in him. They're celebrating, and Mike's like, I don't know why we're celebrating. You just left a truck full of evidence down at a police station. And Walt goes, it'll be fine. Gus says, why? He goes, because it will be. And that
you mean Mike says,
Mike says why.
Mike says why, and Walt says, because it will be.
Right, right.
And it's just because he's now in control.
Right.
I know you want to yell, Will, because you switched to your yelling hand.
Nah, okay. All right. I'm saving it.
You yell with your hands?
Saving it.
Are you telling?
He's got a talking hand and a yelling hand with that microphone.
Piece of the microphone fell off.
Oh, no.
So.
Do you have a sock puppet that you yell?
Yeah, I didn't bring it.
Oh.
So now we need a new place to play. We need a new place for them to do meth, and they decide to do it in bug-bombed houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we meet Todd.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the bug bomb houses.
Oh,
the least likable character of any character in this show.
Evil.
Yeah.
I didn't like him, like, as a person. I loved his, just, like, the hey, Uncle Mike, Uncle Frank, why don't we torture him and treat him as a slave? I'll do it if you want. We'll just take care of it and, you know.
We don't have to kill
him. I got you ice cream, pal.
That's what made him so unlikable, though.
Yeah. I know, and I didn't like him, but it was just like.
Plus the fact that he just killed a kid.
Like, he killed.
Of cold blood.
Yeah, and then he killed.
Didn't even think twice about it.
No.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the train robbery. We meet this girl whose name I never bothered to learn because I hate
her.
Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Who I like because the same reason hot. Todd liked her is I would have liked to put my penis in her.
Yeah, exactly.
Attractive.
Yep.
And like, you want mescaline? Why don't you go steal it off this train? It'll be really easy. It's not.
Well, they do the whole warehouse shenanigans with the cop. Hank Schroeder, super cop.
Yes.
Gets ahead of him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Starts tracking the barrels, which is good police work on his part.
Yeah.
This is also after. Hank
was also on to Gus because he's a good cop.
But he also at one point is like, this case is closed. And then Walt gets drunk and is like, I think he's still out there.
Oh, well,
because Walt's an idiot.
That's his pride, though.
And he's smarter than you.
That goes back to
more handsome and is banging the more attractive sister.
Gets the better hand job.
Gets the better hand job. That's Hank's pride, though, coming into play again, just screwing him over.
Oh, but it's just so dumb that I just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why he's not Gus and why I don't like him.
Yeah.
Well, his wife calls him the minerals.
So Hank is back on the trail. They need to steal mescaline, so they steal it off of this train in this insane sequence where Bill Burr parks his truck on the train track.
Yep.
He's just like, I can't move it. You guys want to shove my truck with me?
Well, he was like the distraction, right?
Yeah.
He should have just done a stand-up.
Yeah,
I do 15 on the truck.
Should just talk about
I talk a lot about black people, but it's okay.
You should just talk about how much he hates Philadelphia.
So Does he hate Philadelphia?
You ever heard of the Philadelphia incident?
We'll tell you, we'll tell you later.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. Yeah, let's not get off track.
It'll be a bonus feature.
Yeah.
To this. So they steal all this mescaline, and they almost get away with it. There's high fives and hugs, and
mm-hmm.
everyone's thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little boy.
Yeah, bitch! Oh, look at that! Okay, nice job. Yeah. No! No! No!
And Todd waves back and shoots him in the
chest. In Todd's defense,
yes.
No witnesses.
Mike Ehrmantraut, yeah, the most efficient guy in the world, said there's people that get away with crimes and people who leave witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd was like, well, I don't want to get caught and murder this child.
Right.
But, I mean, did the kid witness it? Or did he just, like,
I don't know. Lie? I don't know if we ever know.
I think he saw him, like, packing it up.
Yeah. I do like that at one point.
He probably didn't need to kill him.
No. At one point. Shortly after that, Mike talks about how he did a background check on the kid has associates, but he did a background check on him, and they have nothing to worry about, and he was so dead wrong about that.
Yeah!
About Todd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I do remember, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not even Mike could tell.
No.
That this kid was a psycho.
Yeah.
No, when the kid died, didn't he have...
He had a scorpion. Or something. Yeah.
Now, was there any symbolism there?
Well, there's the fact that...
The jacket Todd? From... Driver with Ryan Gosling had a scorpion on it.
Drive.
True, sir.
Yeah.
Todd.
That was a great film.
That movie, can we talk about Drive?
Can we talk about Drive?
Todd takes the scorpion.
Albert Brooks, like you've never seen him.
Like, that's a whole thing. Is him like, ugh.
Todd has a scorpion?
Yeah, he takes the scorpion from the kid and plays with it.
Because he's crazy.
He is crazy, crazy, yeah.
I think that's the only symbolism that it really provides. Is,
or the kid was this, I don't know. It was a frog crosses a river with the scorpion on his back. Scorpion stabs him. He says, it's in my nature. Nothing you don't know. They tell that story in Drive.
I'm pretty sure it was a tarantula. I don't know why.
Was it a tarantula?
Right. Scorpion. Yeah. Totally.
And then they look.
Tarantula.
And then frog looks back and he's like, why are there only one set of footprints?
Yeah, the scorpion's
You were messing this up.
Or maybe it was the scorpion.
This
the scorpion
is not one of your
that.
Stories. You can't have this.
And he's like, wouldn't there be like eight? You're an arachnid. There should be way more feet there.
Right. And he says, that's when I carried you.
No, they should have killed the tarantula because it was also a witch.
That's true. That is true. Deliver some stinging testimony. I'm at the tap room every Wednesday night, guys.
There's webs of lies coming from this tarantula. Webs of lies.
after this horrible event, Mike and Jesse are like, we're out. He's like, you're just going to walk away? And they're like, no, we're going to take the stuff we stole and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And Heisenberg then tries to sell himself to this group. He's like, well, I'll give you the mescaline, and I'm going to cook for you, and then I'm going to be a bajillionaire. What do you think about that? Say my name.
Yes.
Say my name. Heisenberg, you're goddamn right it is.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. That was another moment where I think I stood up and went, oh, shit! He said his name!
So, we have the buyout happens, and when does this break? When does we get the last season
break? Oh, that's a different... I always
break.
Forget that there was two gangs.
Yeah, there was the...
Walt deals
with
the gangs, and then Lydia hires Frank and the Nazis to kill those guys.
Right. And that gang was from Phoenix.
They were in that, bunker.
Rising
from the ashes.
Rising from the ashes of Arizona.
They both were, scummy and
They were
terrible.
In that little, I guess the lab was underground.
Skylar also tries to kill herself in the pool in the worst suicide attempt.
I was like, she lived.
That chick was crazy.
Whatever.
She's just going to stroll into the pool and hope nobody comes and gets me.
Yeah. I wish they did.
Yeah, I hope she died.
She was...
So, Jesse's out. Mike's out, supposedly.
Mm.
And then Hank finds out.
Then Walt kills Mike.
Oh, I forgot.
Don't skip that.
Walt does kill Mike,
I felt that super unnecessary. I don't know why.
Well, it was an accident.
He had to.
An accident?
No, he wants the names of the people.
Right.
Because Walt won't sell out the people that work
for
him.
And then he realizes he can get the names.
Yeah. Right. And then the worst part is he goes and says that to Mike as he's dying.
Walt. Like,
right.
Like, oh, just, derp a derp, I'm going to say stuff. And Walt's like, go away and let me die. Or Mike is.
He said the derp a derp.
He said the derp a derp. Mm-hmm. Those are the exact words he used. Yeah.
That was the Muppet episode.
That's, at that point, that was all I heard when Walt talked.
They're all
that
puppets, yeah.
They all worked for Mike, but then they all got arrested.
Right, right.
And that's what, like, Mike couldn't give money to his granddaughter. Like, the cops were on to everything.
Yeah, they kept taking his cash.
And so Walt wanted the names. Mike says no, because they won't talk. And then Walt shoots him in the stomach.
Right.
And then he's like, I could have just asked.
Yeah, that was my bad, Mike. I guess.
The poor granddaughter.
Yeah. And then
oh, yeah.
Mike dies the way he lived. Can you shut up, Walt? Yeah. Let me die in peace.
Yeah.
And then it just falls.
Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine he gets up and starts.
He pulls off the blood bag.
Come out of here.
Yeah, an idiot. And then Walt starts drinking his scotches.
Yeah, with ice in them.
With ice in them, just like Mike. Yeah. And wants to get out, just like Mike.
Then he that of all the like graphic things and children being murdered, the prison deaths all like fucked with me.
Yeah.
We also get like happy music to it too.
Yeah. Yeah. He kills like 15 people in 30 seconds in the Nazis orchestra.
The way they do it with like the stabbing.
No. Yeah, it was so
furious
like,
stabbing.
Real quick, going back to Walt picking up Mike's traits. Walt wanted out before this. Right.
No, he's still in the Empire business at this point.
Well, when he was under Gus, he wanted to get out.
Yeah, but then he
kills Gus and wants to build an empire.
Right.
Then he
just
kills
like
Mike
Gus.
And he has a talk with Skyler because Skyler takes him to the storage unit. And
shows
him
a
pile
of money.
Enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. $100-something million.
Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Which I always thought you could just fly out of the country and disappear.
Yeah. Or you have that guy Saul knows magically do. It's just that easy in that world.
The vacuum cleaner guy.
But nobody wants to take advantage of that.
But then we have Hank figuring it out on the toilet, finding the evident fairy
Gale's book.
Yep.
And figures out it's Walter White. Yeah. Most people think that the series is over.
Which mm-hmm. Gus wouldn't have done that stupid mistake.
Nope.
No, he would not have. And then we have this weird chess match now between. Mm-hmm. Hank and Walt, they just kind of have this weird fight in the garage where it's like, yeah, it's me. Deal with it and don't bother me.
You don't look into it.
Tread lightly.
It wasn't even much of a fight. I think Walt just got snuck.
Got slugged.
Hank Schroeder supercut. It's not fair.
It's true, yeah.
And he's like, well, we got it. They got to take him down. And then Walt's plan is to frame Hank for this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I always thought was stupid.
I thought it worked, though.
Yeah, it scared him into laying off.
Yeah, but I feel like Hank the cop.
Yeah, he fell apart. Because it was, because he was a bad cop when he was dealing with Walt. Yeah. And I think it's because he didn't want to. It was Walt. He seemed like, I gotta get him. But he was bad at it. And he was throwing him off.
Yeah. All right, I gotcha. So, Walt goes out into the desert to get his money. So Jesse has teamed up with Hank, and their plan is to make it look like they have all of Walt's money.
Another reason I don't like Jesse.
Why?
Well,
the guy's a snitch.
Oh, shut up.
He is, though.
After all that he's been through, though.
Yeah.
After all that Walt's, it's not like he's like snitched him out in the beginning. He's murdered people. He doesn't snitch on him until...
You don't go that far into it and then...
No, he doesn't do it until he finds out that...
He finds out that he poisoned the kid.
That he tried to kill the kid.
Yeah.
Then he turns on him. Because what else can he do?
But Walt knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to kill this kid.
Wait, what?
He knew he wasn't going to kill the kid.
He still poisoned the kid.
People.
He runs a drug empire. He's going to do these things.
Yeah. Adolf Hitler was a nut. Nazis killed Jews. Why are you ragging on him
It's a thing. Let him give him a break.
I'm starting to think that Matt runs some sort of drug empire.
I've actually thought that for a while.
I think they're all good folks, you know?
Don't talk to cops or you die.
Yeah. Just don't snitch and I won't have to break your goddamn legs. You know how it is. So Walt goes out there to find his money, finds out that Hank is all a setup. He's been led to the evidence farm. And then Hank, in a panic, tries to call good old Uncle Frank.
Calls the SS to come in.
Like, you know what? Never mind.
Or Walt calls him.
Let me.
Yeah.
Walt calls him. He's like, no, never mind. Don't even come. And he gets arrested.
That's one of my favorites.
And Frank's like, I think we should go to the desert.
Yeah.
Based off of this weird phone call.
Right. Well, based off the coordinates. Like,
yeah, Walt was in trouble, gave me GPS coordinates, and he's kind of incompetent. Let's go look into it.
Yeah.
And then we have this insane shootout.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Walt is handcuffed. This might be my favorite scene
in the whole show.
Right, go for it, explain it then.
I was going to say, when Jesse's under the car.
Oh, yes.
And when we find them, he goes, found them.
Yeah.
You're jumping ahead a little bit.
Right. By the way, this shootout scene, like, this is where I caught up with the show. So that happened, and then I had to wait a week to find out how it...
Because we have this,
played out.
We have the shootout, and Walt tries to save Hank's life and tells him that he has money and all this stuff. And Hank, the great last words, looks at Walt and just says, "You're the smartest guy that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not see that they've made up their mind 10 minutes
right.
ago?"
Yeah,
that was.
And then he turns and he goes, "Do what you gotta, bang."
Yep,
that's it.
And my other favorite line from that scene is. My name is Asax Schrader.
Yeah.
You can go fuck yourself.
And I love, like, they're Nazis and they're awful people, but I liked Frank and his crew because they were competent.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't like Walt, like, rah, 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 like just trying to sometimes have morality when it works for
Bill
him.
Cosby right. was in
again, it was the Muppet episode.
And then Frank does my favorite thing. They find Walt's money. They're like, these are really specific GPS coordinates. Let's dig there.
Yeah.
Find the money. They put it in a truck. And then he's like, hold on. Give me one of the barrels of money. We're going to give it to Walt.
Mm-hmm.
And his guys are like, why? And he's like, because you're being greedy, jerks. It's his money. We'll give him $11 million.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody chill.
That's fair.
And I'm like, oh, Frank.
And then this is when we have the great scene of, you owe me Pinkman.
Yeah.
And Frank goes, man. Well, you find him and we'll kill him for you.
Because Frank's just doing his job.
Yeah. Right.
And then found him. Yep. He is under the car.
Now, that's when he tells that he killed Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. So first,
I watched Jane die. Yeah. Oh,
I could have saved her and I didn't.
Yep.
But I didn't kill her. The vomit did.
I don't think you said that.
So if anybody's ever arguing on a podcast, I didn't murder her. Noah
really,
Houlihan was right.
It was really badass until he said that.
And then this is when Todd's like, why don't we
let's torture him a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, Uncle Frank.
And they make him a slave.
Yep.
Yeah, meth slave.
Yeah.
And then I had to giggle. They keep him in this, like, underground cell.
Yeah.
And then Todd comes up and goes, hey, Jesse. Hey, Todd. Brought you some ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a Maricone dream.
Yeah,
Colbert.
Shout out.
That got a nice product placement.
SS Nazis do love them some Maricone dream.
That's right. Very ironic.
While this is all happening, we have the queens on the chessboard scene, where we have Skylar and Marie talking about how...
Handjob technique.
He's like... Yeah, Hank caught him and is arresting him, and you're going to go down.
No. Here's another reason I didn't like
it. Yeah, but it's the two least favorite, bitchiest characters being
played. And they try to tell Walt Jr., or she threatens that you better tell Walt Jr.
Yeah.
And then Walt Jr. finds out, and that's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Walt Jr. finds out, it's really upsetting.
Right.
Very upsetting. And the interesting thing when you said that the queen's on the chessboard is because when you look at that scene when they're talking, we mentioned this.
Yeah.
It's I think it's Skylar is wearing white.
White.
And that side of the room is light, and then Maria is wearing black, and that side of the room is dark.
Yes. Yeah. And white tends to represent weakness.
Right. And the black representing death.
Yeah. So things are not good, and Walt has a physical confrontation with Skyler before he goes disappears, and that's when Walt Jr. Calls the police on his father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when he finally, because the whole time he was like, "No, it's not true."
Right, that whole scene with the knife when they're fighting, I sat there with my hand over my mouth. Yeah, that entire
I thought Skyler was going to die.
So did I.
I thought they were going to accidentally stab Walt Jr.
Oh yeah,
I thought they were going to knock the baby into the oven.
And then just let it cook.
No!
Yeah.
What do we do?
What do we do? It smells delicious. I don't know. I'm so conflicted.
So Walt now has no choice but to disappear.
They're just watching the baby. They're cooking. No! No!
Walt has to
No! I'm sorry.
You're going to do it again. I know.
I was. I really was going to do it again. I won't now, though.
I love women, right?
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch. So then, Walt has no choice but to disappear.
Right.
Walt, so does Saul Goodman. I'm so happy he got him.
And Saul's like, I'm out of here.
Saul and his two henchmen got to live, and it made me so happy.
Yeah,
me too.
Glad that they get away, and Walt ends up in this, like, snow cabin.
Yeah, was it Maine?
In Maine.
New Hampshire.
Having to
New
give
Hampshire?
Himself his own hand job.
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. His life.
The Granite State.
And his only friend is just this some guy that will come by and give him his cancer treatment.
He's not even his friend, though. He has to
He won't spend time with him. He gives him, like $10,000 for an hour?
Yeah. Not even one hand job.
Not one hand job.
I'd give him a hand job for $10,000.
And he's up there for
absolutely.
Months,
I'd play cards with him for $10,000.
Yeah.
And probably, if he gave me $500, I'd have given him a hand job.
Yeah,
be honest.
I would for a meal. I would give him a hand job.
So Walt is now cutting out.
No.
All right, I'm out of here.
If you had fast forwarded in the podcast, that is the sound of Walt upset that his baby's in the oven.
It's horrible.
Why you fast forwarded?
Yeah, why would you this far in?
You're missing a lot.
What's the baby's name? Does anybody remember?
Holly.
Okay.
It was Holly.
No one remembers.
Holly White. She's a tree. In any case, I forget what brings Walt to his breaking point where he ends up calling Walter Jr.
He's just tired of being in the cabin.
I mean, he's been in the cabin for a while.
Yeah.
And he calls
Walt
Jr.
That's why they call it that.
Yeah. Makes you call your son.
And Walt Jr.'s like, he
fuck you
at school, and he's like,
"Fuck you!
You've ruined my life."
Yep.
And he's like, "Please don't say
and
that,
you,
son.
You killed Uncle Hank.
You killed Uncle Hank.
There's consequences for action, Walt. Jesse Pinkman knew that. You know Jesse."
And he's like, "Why don't you just go die?" And Walt's like, "Please, this can't all be for nothing." And then he hangs up the phone.
No, he tries to give him his money. He tries to set him up.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to send your friend money, but it's for you. And he's like, no.
Yeah. And he can't all be for nothing. And then he hangs up the phone and storms out. And they're kind of like, you were doing a lot of swearing in there. Was that your...
My aunt's a bitch.
That wouldn't have been your father.
Have you had her hand jobs?
Nowhere near as good as my mom's.
So anyway, Walt then turns.
My grandma saw both of us. Oh man! All right, continue.
So Walt then decides he's going to turn himself in, but then sees the people from Grey Matter on television.
Mm-hmm. Elliot and
Gretchen.
Gretchen
Schwartz,
who we've already looked up once on this podcast, and. Just changes his mind, hides in a frozen car, and then this is where the Norm MacDonald theory of that the rest of this is a dream or his fantasy, which they have said.
Or he got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, the police got him.
And
you see the cop car behind
And they're like, no. The people who wrote the show are like, no.
Right, right. Vince Gilligan.
And we have... he goes to the people of Grey Matter, holds them hostage.
Which, first of all, it was awesome when Walt just walks in the house.
Yeah, like,
And he's just looking at the pictures on the wall.
I really enjoy that because he walks into the house like it's his.
He just walks right
in. Because to him, it should be.
Yep.
Oh, and I forgot to... Damn it. I'm going to have to edit this because I want to bring this up. But when he first talks to Elliot, he's wearing a beige shirt. When Gus invites him into his home, he's wearing the same shirt as Elliot.
Really?
And he says, don't make the same mistake twice.
Really?
And the whole time, Walt's just sitting there like, I want what you have. So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. And now it's been told under out of order.
Yeah. He's very into it.
I'm into fashion.
Yeah.
What can I say?
J. Crew? Were they both wearing J. Crew?
I would imagine so, yeah.
You guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
yeah, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Wrap this up.
Thanks for having us.
So, we have
Wait, we were forgetting about, what's his face? With the laser pointers?
Yeah, Badger and Stinky Pete.
Badger and Stinky Pete.
Pretend to be snipers, but they have Radio Shack laser pen.
Yep. I was glad that they were back in the show.
Me too. I was glad that they were okay.
They turned out okay. Yeah, I think the main reason they had them do that.
Right,
like, all right, things are good. Awesome. And he tells them, all right, you're going to give this to my son, and you're not going to tell him why.
Yeah.
Just give it to him. Not like his... Because my son's an idiot and won't be like, huh, there's millions of dollars. You know, my dad disappeared with millions of dollars. Interesting.
They are millionaires.
That's true. Maybe they felt bad about.
Well, that's what he was going to be like. Happened. You're going to say that you feel bad that you were business partners with a criminal.
And, yeah, right. Former friends, multimillionaires.
Mm-hmm. Former lover, too. Gretchen.
So now he's got to take down the.
With Elliot, yeah. Yes.
Walt's got to take down the Nazis. He has one last meeting.
Don't we all?
What?
Don't we all?
Yeah. He has one last meeting with Skyler, and this is really important.
Killing Nazis.
That's right.
Because Skyler says to him, after all the things you've done for this family, and Walt finally goes, no, I did it for me.
Yeah.
Well,
she says, if I have to hear you say you did it for this family one more time.
Yeah.
Which, and he says, I did it for
going
me.
Going back a second, I'm glad that she just let him in the house at all.
Yeah.
Like, she was just cool. Like, all right.
I think there was...
Walt's
Yeah.
She was hiding, you know.
Right.
She was hiding him.
Oh.
I was going to say, well, I feel like there was something he did, but I think it was when he finally admitted that it was all for him. That's why she let him see the baby one last time.
Yeah.
Who we learned to be Holly.
Yes. Turned out to be Holly. Yeah.
And... it was not in an oven.
It was Holly the whole time.
Crazy. I thought it was the pizza on the roof.
So, now you've totally lost my train of thought here.
We're at Walt's in the kitchen with Skyler.
Yes. And now he's got to go take down some Nazis.
Well, no. First, he sees Walt Jr. He's spying on Walt Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all that
was
said.
That was heartbreaking.
Right. Because he couldn't say anything to him.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. These last, like, six episodes, I found very hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying they're bad.
Right.
It's just, like, in terms of, like, entertainment and what's happening, they're so brutal.
Yeah.
So
I thought they were amazing.
Rough.
Yeah, I love them, yeah. They're emotional.
Like,
Yep.
Yeah.
So, he can't say hi to Walt Jr. There's nothing he can do. But he's got... I forget why he's so dead set on killing the Nazis.
Deef.
Because what I always thought is he went there to kill... I thought he went there to kill Jesse.
He did.
And then... He finally realizes he's been a horrible person this whole time, and Jesse has been wonderful.
There's and they mentioned this. The writers who wrote that episode talked about, and I forget the name of the film, but there was a John Wayne movie where the entire movie he's going to take revenge on something and kill this Native American woman.
It's the the Indian Fighter or something.
I don't think that wasn't the name of it, but yeah. Basically the end of the movie is he sees this girl he's supposed to kill the entire film, and he has this change of heart as soon as he sees her, and he ends up just saving her instead.
Huh.
And they said that was the influence for when Walt sees Jesse. I mean, he fully plans to kill him.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he sees him...
He showed up and he said, oh no, because he sees his product. That's how he knows Jesse's alive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Right.
So... he uses...
Oh, Badger and Stinky Pete tell him.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they're like, I thought you were still cooking. You could have let us know.
Oh, because they have the product. Yeah. Right. So now he's got one last thing he's got to do. He's got to put an end to his product. Because, no, he doesn't know Jesse's alive. No, he's like, you stole my formula. And it's like, well, and you promised me you'd kill Pinkman.
No, I think he knew when he saw the product. And then
he knew Jesse was
that was all scam and Nazis.
He knew Jesse was the only one who could recreate it.
Yeah, right.
He uses the old automatic machine gun in the trunk.
Tackles You've
Jesse,
seen movies.
Saving his life. Kills everyone except for Todd. That honor goes to Jesse.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Thus killing him and freeing him of all the scumbag things.
No, we definitely forgot when he gave the poison to, what's her name?
Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care about Lydia, so I didn't bring it up.
But I didn't care about her, but I loved when he called her.
He's like, you're dying, bye.
She called him, because remember the ringtone goes off, and it's the song
she calls
Lydia.
Calls Todd's phone, right?
Yeah, Lydia. Yeah.
She calls Todd's phone.
Because Lydia, the tattooed lady, is her ringtone, and Blinded Me With Science is Waltz.
Yep.
Right. But, see, the machine gun.
Yeah, so the machine gun mows them all down, then Jesse gets to choke out Todd, kills him.
Yep.
And then he asks Jesse if he wants to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Do you say you want me to?"
Right.
And Walt says, "I want you to." He's like, "Then do it yourself." And that's the first time he doesn't do what he's told.
Which he had the whole show to say no to.
He was on a chain. What do you? He would have went to jail.
It's true.
Being blackmailed into it.
All right.
The only time I agree with you is when he had the disappearing guy. And then he wanted revenge on Walt, and he should have left, and he didn't.
Just disappear. Yeah. Just disappear. Don't figure it out. Don't figure it out.
Yep. Oh, when he reaches in, he realizes that the...
That Yule pickpocketed him.
Yeah.
But then...
because he takes the weed off him.
Right.
At the end, we have Walt looking at equipment.
Oh, and he was so happy.
Mm-hmm. So happy. Yep. Just so loving happy. The beauty of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Death by his own hands, which I think is very symbolic, because that his own gun is what killed him, because he really ruined himself anyway.
I love the whole episode, the whole ending was great.
Yes. And then he just dies before being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And, is this just punishment for him?
No.
No?
He went out the way I think he wanted to go out.
But what I'm saying is, here's...
Did he get what he deserved?
Yeah, does he get what he deserves, and was he a good person?
No, he was a horrible person.
He wasn't a good person.
He admitted it himself at the end, even though he was a horrible person the whole time. I'm sure he didn't think he was as horrible as he was.
His goal was to provide to get all that money for his family, and that's what's...
That doesn't excuse all of his actions!
I agree with you, but he got what he wanted.
It doesn't make him a good person!
No, he was a bad person.
Yeah,
but he
sure
got
did
he,
get
at
what
the
he
end
wanted.
Day, at the end of the day, he got
but
what
efficient.
So, ooh.
See, my question here, though, is should he have suffered more?
Yes.
Should he have...
But...
Like, should he have been in prison? Should he,
Right.
In a universal term, yes. In terms of the show, no, it would have been boring.
Right.
It ended the way it should have.
Season 6, he's just in prison.
He's just getting raped and stabbed.
Right.
Breaking Walt.
he teaches chemistry in prison.
Yeah, he reforms. He reforms himself.
Right.
Yeah.
He finds Christ.
Right.
All right. So that,
again with that.
Jeez.
So that's the whole show. So I ask you guys, anything you felt was left unsaid that should have been said?
I do enjoy
a Better Call Saul prequel.
I don't know how I feel about the fact that Walt's last words on Earth were goodbye, Lydia. I don't think anyone catches that, because his phone call to Lydia, he says, he tells her that he poisoned her, he says, goodbye, Lydia, and then he just nods to Jesse, he doesn't say another word, and then he dies.
Remember when Mike had the chance to kill Lydia, and he didn't?
Yep.
Yeah.
Half measure, yeah.
Should have been a full measure.
That's right.
But, hey, I don't want to kill you, because your daughter's in the other room.
Yeah. Pussy.
So do you guys think Walt Jr. gets the money?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
I think he has to.
I think he will.
Just for
I think
my own.
Just be, they are millionaires, and they do, they're constantly being interviewed by people. How do you feel that you should deal with a drug dealer? So for them to be like, oh, we feel so bad, here's money.
And
right,
it's
the PR.
And also, they think if they don't, there's something.
Yeah, they're definitely going to try. I just wasn't sure if, the cops would find it suspicious, but they are millionaires.
Yeah, I think they're pretty convinced that someone will kill them if they don't
do
what they're told. I'm sure they're going to try.
Right.
But I think that the cops will probably believe it's just them.
I want to know. The only thing I would love is to know what happened to Jesse. Because that last scene, he's just driving off. And then it just cuts.
Off and drives into the Need for Speed movie.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, is that what happened?
Helicopter comes by.
Okay.
No, he's not okay. I've said this. I was just telling Noah that, like, throughout the show, the stuff that had happened to him that he was around messed him up. Like, watching that guy die, he didn't even kill him, messed him up.
Right.
That woman that he was in love with, whose child got poisoned, was murdered because of Jesse. He's not going to be okay. He's probably going to kill him. He's fucked. He's not going to have a good life.
Right.
He's probably going to kill himself.
Brock's mother.
Right.
Todd kills him.
I thought he said something about a watch. No, I remember. I thought he said something about a watch or something like that.
Oh, yeah, the watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
meant to be symbolic, and then they forgot that they didn't film it with him on.
Right.
Yeah, that's the whole story. He takes it off and puts it on the phone booth, and it's supposed to be symbolic of, I think, of him sort of leaving his... Right.
Yeah.
But really, it's just because they forgot to put him on in the later scenes. I wonder what happens to Jesse's younger brother. How he turns
Jesse
out.
Does he have a little brother?
Yeah, remember his parents were rich?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he got kicked out because they found the weed and it was the brothers.
I personally felt like we didn't get enough of the Pinkman family.
I do, too.
Like, I was a little confused.
I did
think... He buys their house and is like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of it.
That was kind of... I was kind of satisfied with that, them living at that. I didn't like when we first meet them because it was such an exaggerated... Because they're in there talking about how, you know, was like violin practice or whatever. When they cut to that scene, I thought I was watching a different show.
Yeah.
These people literally gave up on their son, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, why they did what they did, but...
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Because you gave up on your son.
Yeah.
You've never met Noah's son. He's awful.
I didn't know you had a son. You really gave up on him.
He's awful. Jeez, yeah. He's an awful, awful person.
Oh. Sells meth.
Is it Matt?
That's your son?
Matt Haggerty. It's good to see you, kiddo.
you really gave up on him. Jeez.
Yeah, look, she did not turn out well. Yeah.
So
well,
any last minute thoughts? Shut up. Don't call me that. Any other last minute thoughts on Breaking Bad that you want to throw out there?
It was great.
Yeah, yes. I loved it.
If anyone hasn't seen it,
watch
see it.
If you want to be part of a binge watching extra, send us a message on at plus2comedy@gmail.com, and I'll read them in a bonus episode about this episode of the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying this just because I'm still on the high of this show, but it was I think it was the best show ever made.
Oh, I would have to say it's up there.
I would
in its genre of show. I think it was the best show ever made.
Yeah, and for its length, because I actually had this discussion And I know not everybody loved True Detective, but I was like, I kind of like it better than Breaking Bad. Somebody's like, yeah, but they also had 10 episodes. They didn't have to do 5 seasons. That's almost harder.
Right.
Because you have those filler episodes. You got to put it on like mainstream TV. Uh-huh.
I will say that there was one scene in True Detective that I think is the greatest scene I've ever...
I haven't seen True Detective.
Okay,
we're going to watch it and do an episode about that.
Okay.
Will you be on that one?
I'll be on that one.
It's a good show.
Yeah,
well, let me just make sure that I'm clear about what True Detective is. It's going to be a completely different story next season, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can binge watch it now and do it. All right.
Yeah,
so
one per season.
All right. Cool. So coming up, we'll have you guys back. And we'll do True Detective.
Okay.
I will be doing this with. If you guys want to watch something and then listen to one of our podcasts, we're going to do True Detective. I will be joined with Kevin Lau and Dan Scully. We're going to be doing Dexter. I'll be with Ian Rubin of UProv, and we're going to do Trigun. And me and Will are also going to do a very special episode about Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. It'll be much, much shorter.
6 minutes of YouTube.
It'll be much shorter than this episode.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Is it?
I kind of want to do Bioshock Infinite.
All right.
So I'm
binge gonna, that.
Yeah, I might have a group of people do Bioshock Infinite with me.
I think I beat that in a night.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you guys, what do you guys want to do next? But you guys already said True Detective, so that's...
We'll do True Detective, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do True Detective
Fresh
next.
Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air.
No.
Just do that.
Flat no.
Can we do a show about binge eating?
We ate during the thing.
That's why I'm thinking about it. All right, now we binge on, like, themed...
Yes!
So it has to be themed. So True Detective, we're going to have to get...
people.
We're going to have to get...
Oh!
Do they eat humans?
The hot dog eating guy.
Right.
Oh,
sounds good.
Yeah, humans. We people.
We need to drink Lone Star.
I was going to say Cajun food, but people is better.
Yeah, Lone Star beer.
Oh, right, yeah.
Let's not make this longer than
is that a real? Is right. that a real?
Okay. It's beer.
Yeah, it is real.
Oh.
Will, tell us, give us your plugs. Go.
I do a thing called binge watching. I also do a podcast on Thursday nights at Jester's Playhouse, and it's good.
Cool. Neil Carroll.
June 1st, I'll be at V in Philadelphia getting married. before that...
This is not going up anytime soon, so this is mostly for your Twitter.
Okay, we'll edit that part out, because I don't... No. I don't
Yeah, all my look up anything with Plus Two Comedy. I'm in that
no,
too.
No, keep it because Matt told me to, and I'm Jesse too as well. May 16th, even though this will be on after that, I'll be at hosting the South Jersey Stand-Up Championships finals, and July 26th, I'll be at the Eagle Theater featuring for
it's still headliner not on Twitter.
Julius Scotti. What's that? Are you my Twitter? You want my Twitter handle?
The things that are going to be around for a while. So, like, your Twitter and your open mic.
I thought you wanted us to plug shows that we're going to be doing.
No! Like I said, this isn't going to go up for a while.
Ask me again. Let's start over.
Matt Haggerty, your plugs.
I want you to go back in time and catch me on on the 7th. I'll be at Growler's Pub in Philly. You can just catch me telling jokes all over Philly.
Find him in the street.
Well, Matt and I will both be at the High Note Humor Open Mic every Wednesday night, along with Noah, and Will Popson sometimes,
check
too.
It out.
Yeah. And my Twitter handle is at NEI2LS.
Check me out, at Matt Haggerty 8.
There are seven other Matt Haggerty.
1 through 7 were taken.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
It was his father and his great-grandfather and his great-great, and so on.
There's a long line of Matt Haggerty.
Yeah.
I wrote Stevie's Noah. Thank you for binge-watching with us. Check us out next time.
And that does it for our first and possibly last episode of Binge Watching. If you enjoyed this, let us know. Maybe we'll do some more. Maybe not. It's really up to you guys. But what's most important is Audible Books. Audible Books are fantastic over at audible.com, so I need you to go to prettypodcast.com, click on the Audible banner, and get some Audible Books.